Will you lose any sleep over Eddie Maguire's comments?
I don't know what he said.
He labelled it violent and aggressive.
Violent and aggressive. It's interesting. Yeah, look, I haven't seen the comments. If he feels like, you know, it offended him, you know, I feel sorry for Eddie. You know, this is something that a lot of Aboriginal people are proud about. This is something that, you know, you ask any New Zealander person about the haka, do you think the wallabies get their back up against and fear that that's offensive? It's supposed to be. It's a war cry.
Eddie joins us on the line. Ed, thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I'm totally flabbergasted by all that, but anyway.
Well, that's a journalist in Sydney saying that you labelled the action violent and aggressive.
Well, I think you're being a bit liberal calling him a journalist. I mean, that is the greatest misquote and lie of a situation I've ever heard put to somebody to inflame Adam this morning. I'm not the Minister for the Opposition, Adam Goods. I support Adam Goods in just about every endeavour he's ever had. I'm on Adam Goods' side. Now, you guys, Dermot was sitting next to me last night. We were very, very cautious on the Fox footy coverage, and when we saw different angles, Stephen trying to distance the fact that Adam ran at Carlton supporters. The point I was making at one stage was you don't know the camera angles on these things. So we were giving every possible opportunity for us to get to a point where we could listen to Adam, and then we heard his point afterwards, and then we analysed it in the context of world sport and whether or not you should be making pseudo or direct political comment during a game of football. That's all it was. I mean, that's to say that I was violently against it or I thought it was violent or anything else is nonsense. I mean, the act itself of a war cry, by definition, a war cry is an act of guys getting passion. I've been watching junior football this morning, watching kids do war cries all morning. It's no big deal. I think the context that we were talking about in last night was it happened in front of us. We didn't know. In the first reaction we all had was, geez, we hope that Adam hasn't been subject to more racial abuse. We saw Adam then run past the Carlton, wipe his hands up and do his a war cry, which has only happened, I think, two or three times in the history of Australian and Indigenous culture in this regard. It's a new thing. It was only invented in recent times. So we're all trying to figure out what was going on. And to say that I said it was violent or I was having a go at Adams is just a complete fabrication.
Ed, I was listening at halftime. We've spoken to Derm about this and Kingy already. McClure was on the panel. McClure and Dermot said they didn't like it, and Dermot's repeated his call today. Watching last night, I thought you were condemning of Adam for doing it. And then after the game, when the dust settled, because it was a big story. I said before, I reckon Ed had the journalist hat on as well, because it was a big story. As soon as it happened, everyone knew in the journalist world that it was going to be a big story. I thought you were condemning of it, or you're with Dermot and McClure. And then after the game, when all the dust had settled and we everyone had heard Adam Good speak, there was a calmness about it. Would you agree with that or not?
I did it straight up as a journalist last night. I was hosting Fox Footy. I wasn't there for any other reason. And I think if you go back and listen to my words, the first thing I did, as a good journalist does, is actually reference it back. And the reference point I was making was back to European and British soccer, particularly in Scotland, where it's actually banned from even making the sign of a cross walking onto a ground because of the sectarian violence that has developed. Now, I've got a bit of background in all this. I've followed this since I was a little boy, so I understand the situation. You know, for me, just talking, you know, today about the whole situation, I still am not mad about it because I think that one of the great issues and one of the points we're trying to make on Indigenous rounds is it doesn't matter who you are. When you go to play a game of football, there are two tribes. And last night it was the tribe of Sydney versus the tribe of Carlton. And that's why we should all come together and everyone is equal on the football ground. That's what I think is the whole idea of Indigenous round. And then in the wider community, that extrapolates out. Now, I cut Adam Good's absolute slack on this, not that he needs any slack cut from me, but I can see his point of view because he's become such a wonderful figure in the fight, and it has to be a fight because Indigenous peoples have been downtrodden and run over the top of and marginalised and maligned, and all these things have happened for centuries. So as I think I made the point last night, if there is an issue and people have an issue, then it might be Adam Good's 2, the rest of society 1,002. I think, you know, I think he's playing catch-up football if he's getting under the skin of people. Now, I made that point on air last night. So, I totally disagree with your assertion there, Mark. And I'm to be perfectly honest, I'm deeply offended that anyone would even try and draw that situation or try to implement me in any way, shape or form of having a different opinion to one that I've expressed continually since the time I could stand up about equality, standing at the Constitutional Convention in Australia for an equal Australia. That's my position on the Republic, was because I believe that everyone in Australia should be seen as equals. So this is totally anathema to me. But at the same time, as a journalist and a broadcaster, I won't be cowed down in making what was a pretty straightforward assertion of what happened last night. The bottom line was last night still that we have to get to the bottom of, and that is that police and security were called to a section of the crowd in reaction to something that happened on the ground that Adam Goods did, and ultimately I think somebody was removed from the ground. That wasn't great. So park that. Adam's gesture as far as Indigenous round, yeah, that's fine. I mean, yeah, you could have been rehearsed a different way. Maybe it was spontaneous. I don't know. But as for what it was a war cry. It caused a reaction in the crowd, and then from that reaction, something untoward happened. What does it mean as far as the political situation is concerned? I stand by Adam Goods' position on Indigenous Australia all day, every day.
Ed, we appreciate you taking our call and clarifying your position.
Who was the journo, by the way?
We don't know.
Can we find out and somebody let me know?
I think he'll be unemployed by the end of the day by the sound of that. Well,
I'd like to actually just ask him where this came from. I just thought it was an absolutely misleading and a mischievous question to Adam, trying to get a rise out of him. And I think it's disgraceful.
Do you feel like you have to ring Adam Goods to clear this up, Ed?
As soon as I get off the phone, it's the first I've heard of it, I'm going to ring him straight away.
Thanks, Ed. Eddie McGuire there, who was hosting Fox last night.